Ryan?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. We are live on the air right now as we speak. So okay. Did they just blow the thing up?
They did. They yelled fire in the hole, and the bomb bot deployed, and there was a pretty loud bang, and they're still telling people to go back in their houses, but no word yet on whether this was actually a pipe bomb.
So when it blows up, it's not the device itself blowing up. They blow up the device. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, they have the little automatic bomb bot go and pick it up with its robotic arm and take it into its innards, and then there's a loud bang and it explodes it.
Wow. So I guess at this point they're going to have to forensically go through the remains and see if it was just a pipe with duct tape on it or if it was really a bomb.
Yeah, I believe so. So I talked to the neighbor whose kid found it. When I first showed up here this morning, he said that he found it on the sidewalk. His 7-year-old found it.
Wow.
on the corner of West Washington and California streets. He described it as a length of pipe. He held his fingers out, roughly 8 inches long, capped on either end and wrapped in black electrical tape. And he said it was in a cloth bag. And so he told his kid to put it down and called 911, and Eureka Police Department showed up, and it took about, I'm going to say 45 minutes before the bomb bot came. They carry this little guy, who's kind of adorable. They carry him in a trailer, and they rolled him out, and yeah, just a couple minutes ago, they blew the device up.
So this bag was found. Did the kid actually pick it up and take it to his father? Or?
The kid picked it up, and my understanding is that the father was right there with him, and he told the kid to put it down as soon as he saw what was inside.
Wow, that is wild. So if I'm reading the story right, the Eureka PD closed down California Street. I believe it was at Washington and Grant, between Washington and Grant, and waited for the bomb bot to come.
Yeah, the whole, it's like at least a 1-block radius. Mm-hmm. California was closed, and so was West Washington. And they remain closed right now. There's a few EPD cars around the perimeter. The streets are closed with police tape for the time being.
About how long does it generally take for them to determine what the device was?
I expect them to know within, we usually get notified within a couple of hours, so they'll probably issue a press release later this morning.
Weird stuff, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's almost sad that Eureka has its own bomb bot, that we've gotten to that point.
Yeah, although, you know, we've got a little logo and everything over at the Lost Coast Outpost. He's kind of a little hero. But, most times these are not pipe bombs, but they exercise an excess of caution, as they should. It seems unlikely that somebody would just leave a pipe bomb on the corner like that. But you never know.
You never know. That is true. Better to be safe than sorry. Ryan, thanks so much for calling. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
All righty. Ryan Burns at the scene of the bomb bot, which was just detonated, and we'll see if this actually was a pipe bomb or just a length of pipe in a bag. We're going to take a break.